This is Songs from Studio C on North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford, and today, in part three of our South by Southwest series, we'll continue exploring the music and conversations we recorded with artists at this year's festival in Austin, Texas. We'll begin at the Sorrows and Promises Showcase, an event curated by New York musician Richard Barone. The evening was a celebration of music by artists from Greenwich Village in the 1960s. Here's New York songwriter Elvis Perkins covering a 1964 Bob Dylan tune, Motor Psycho Nightmare, that references his late father and famous actor, Anthony Perkins.
I was sleeping like a rat when I heard something jerking. Mr. Rita looking just like Tony Perkins. She said, would you like to take a shower? I'll show you up to the door. I said, no, 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 I've been through this before. I knew I had to split, but I did not know how. And she said, would you like to take that shower now?
This is Elvis Perkins, and I'm here at South by Southwest. Well, it's a great opportunity for people to share ideas and share their frustrations and their angers and their outrage, and hopefully to hatch some ideas and maybe be inspired by one another to do whatever it is that one does.
But she got out of the way when he came charging down the steps, saying, was that I heard you say?
The host of the event, Richard Barone, explained the significance of this particular showcase, as well as that of the greater South by Southwest experience.
My name is Richard Barone, and I'm here at the festival first as a performer, really, and secondly as a curator and host. And I think it's perfect for South by Southwest because practically everybody here is a singer-songwriter in some form. And I think that's the symbolism in that. All singing songs of Greenwich Village of the 1960s. I mean, that's a unifying thought, isn't it? And I think that, you know, symbolically, that's what music should do, is bring people together from diverse places and have a common, there's always a common ground. And music can really illustrate that.
Closing out our second to last night of the festival was Japanese post-punk rockers Otobake Beaver. Coincidentally, we ran into the band earlier in the day, and they gave us a preview of what to expect from their show.
We make love song.
Like a punk, like a hardcore, but a cutie girl song.
Drum. We want to all over the world in our people want to listen to our music. Our dream is to come to South by Southwest. So dreams come to us.
Thanks for listening to part three of our series recapping this year's South by Southwest Music Festival. For more content, including videos of today's featured performers, head to our website, mynspr.org, and tune in next week for our series finale featuring Chicago hip-hop artist Namdi Albanaya and LA folk rockers The Wild Reeds. Songs from Studio C is a production of North State Public Radio. I'm Nolan Ford.